Chapter 40, Detached Homes. Catherine. I was pleasantly surprised when work had no problem with me moving to part-time. I was going to start working 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, right away. It was ideal. I could have long weekends, I could spend more time in the desert with KK, and enjoy the house. It seemed like such a waste not to be there and enjoy it. And Michael and I could, hopefully, work on us while we were apart. Maybe the heart would grow fonder without all this togetherness. We were not in a good place at all, and it was all very difficult spending every day with him now. I've seen a completely different side to him. I felt like I was married to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I know he had been unfaithful in the past, and all the signs were showing that he was being unfaithful once again. I needed to know the truth. Even the most painful truth is sometimes better than living a lie. And that's what we were doing. We were living a lie. We were not the happy couple that we had been. And honestly, it was taking a toll on me. I couldn't sleep at either place. When I was alone, all I could think about was Michael's indiscretions. And when we were together, I thought about him with other women. I could barely look at him, much less be his companion and his wife. He wanted to spice things up in the bedroom, but even having marital relations with him was difficult for me. Michael was being extremely selfish in all aspects of our life together. If I needed to follow him in my car, he would never check to make sure I was still behind him. He'd drive way too fast and not consider stopping at yellow lights, and I would get caught either running a red light or risk losing sight of him. One night, we met up at the symphony and had to drive separately. He was now accustomed to me saving him a seat so he would be able to stroll in whenever he felt like it. It often meant that I would have to get somewhere super early and save two seats. He did not seem to acknowledge this, much less appreciate it. After the symphony, we walked out together discussing the music. When I realized we had reached his car, he said he'd see me at home and he drove away. I noticed that my car was on the complete opposite side of the building, and he never even offered to take me to it. When I got home, he had the audacity to ask, "What took you so long?" I was speechless and just stared at him. I think the worst change in our relationship was how he was no longer treating me as his loving wife, but as his sex partner. He initiated when, where, and if I wasn't in the mood, which was more frequently the case these days. It didn't matter. My feelings were just brushed aside. I can't believe he found it enjoyable when I would just lie there. But as I realized, this was for him and not for us. One night, I had just returned from the big house and Michael wanted to have sex. I was tired and definitely not interested. But if Michael went more than 3 days without making love, then he just moaned and complained. This time, I actually said no. I wasn't in the mood. I was tired and stressed. The last thing I wanted was to be a release for him. My protests fell on deaf ears. I was in the bathroom getting ready for bed and he walked in. He had a craving in his eyes and I reiterated my stance. This was no longer the sweet Michael that I was dealing with. This was the new Michael who demanded things. He laid me on the floor and used me. I felt horrible afterwards. How could he just take me against my wishes? My feelings meant nothing to this man. Afterwards, I went to the living room and turned on the TV, which was completely out of my nature. I didn't want to spend even a moment with him. He came downstairs and insisted I come to bed. I found my voice and said no again. He shrugged, walked away, and fell asleep. I stayed up on the sofa all night and questioned our marriage and life together.